This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, it is an absolute pleasure to welcome into our studio longtime CBS colleague, 16 distinguished years at CBS, doing his thing now for Sky Sports, former safety in the NFL, Solomon Wilcots. What up, brother? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, it's great to be on with you guys, so thanks for having me.
Nice to have you.
One of the smoothest brothers in the business.
Still pretty yoked, by the way. Those shoulders are pretty imposing, man. Not as imposing as these shoulders.
Gotta take care of yourself, right?
Now, you came in the late 80s. We were just talking about it. The strike year. What did you play at?
I came in as a corner, so I played at 190.
Okay.
And then Dick LeBeau, he saw me tackle everything. LeBeau. He was like, oh, you know, you need to start learning that safety position. And, you know, back then, particularly if you're an eighth-round pick, you better learn to play more than one position, right?
Well, you can do,
right? So I played corner, I played safety, and next thing you know, he's playing me everywhere in that secondary. So it was a lot of fun playing for him. Course was great. It was great.
No, he's one of the innovators in football, obviously,
right.
Of longtime Steelers fame. You know, the football has evolved so many times since then, and DBs are bigger, even though my brother played forever. He was tiny. you know what I mean? You try to match what's happening on the wide receiver side. But also, I think the biggest thing that we've noticed, and I'm sure you've talked about this a lot, is contact is really gone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Especially for your position.
You
used to be a threatening player.
You had to be.
You had to be, right?
That's
I remember, man, where's Toby Wright at?
You know, right? Exactly, right?
Where's Williams at? You know, you got to notice those guys.
That's right.
It's not that way anymore.
And, you know, your brother, speaking of Rondé, I think he is one of those players that really transcended the period of time he played in and was able to play in pretty much the way that we play the game now, where teams throw the ball more than they run it.
Yep.
And when he first came in the league, they were running it more. But he was so good because he had a high football IQ. But remember, he could play man, and he could also play the zone coverages that Tony Dungy and those
rush
guys.
The quarterback.
He could rush the quarterback. He could do everything. So when you can do those things, when you're a versatile player, you can play in any era, anywhere at any time. And I think he was one of those players.
By the way, Solomon just mentioned Tony Dungy. Tony's going to be in studio here on TV Theory tomorrow, which will be really sweet. All right, let's get to some of the offseason happenings. Throw some draft stuff at you as well here. We all know the Browns loaded up. The cupboards are stacked. They've got a lot of talent. The next step is generally the toughest, and that is finding cohesion and balance and, you know, guys really pulling the rope in the same direction. Do you think it works? Are you fully buying the Browns as a legitimate Super Bowl threat this year?
I think they are a threat. I'm going to stop short of the Super Bowl. I will say they're a threat to win the division, go into the playoffs. We'll see what they do when they get there. You and I both know the postseason, the playoffs is different than regular season. In regular season, there's great intensity in the games, but in the postseason, the intensity goes up a notch or two. And I do believe they are a young team who has to learn to play together. They're going to have to learn to weather the storm of adversity. We know they have players that tend to go their own way. Let's see if they can stick together. If they can stick together and hold tight, and when adverse moments hit, if they can hang in there and stick through it, I think they can be a real dangerous team.
Okay, I agree with you. But now you look at the roster, and when they elevated Freddie Kitchens, OBJ wasn't on the roster, so it's a totally different dynamic. Do you think – I'm not saying Freddie Kitchens can't get the job done.
Have fun in that locker room.
No kidding, right? I'm not saying he can't get the job done, but you are dropping a lot at a first-year head coach's doorstep. Is Freddie Kitchens the right guy?
I think he's the right guy because he's the right guy for Baker Mayfield. You know, we can talk about all the quarterbacks who are coming out in this year's draft. You show me the quarterback who the coach is going to tailor the system to fit what he has done, to fit what he's most comfortable doing, and I'll tell you that's the guy's going to be successful.
Yeah.
He's going to have some semblance of success. And Freddie Kitchens, it didn't take him long to figure that out, right?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackson was trying to fit that square peg into the round hole, didn't work. And as soon as Freddie Kitchens took over, he said, I know what you can do.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you do what you do. And then go have at it.
Yeah.
And you can see the guy's having fun. He's making plays.
We were talking right before you came on air about the Russell Wilson contract. It's the right move. I mean, especially when you consider the division. I mean, it's all quarterbacks.
No brainer.
It's all quarterbacks in that division.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and when you look at Russell compared to, I don't know, some of these other guys who we think are prototypical, he doesn't fit the mold. Yeah. But he's the perfect brand for Seattle, right? They couldn't let him go.
There is no doubt. For one, you're talking about football IQ. I mean, he walked in the door having learned the offense, and then that way he can be a leader in the huddle.
Yeah.
When you know more about the plays that are called than the other 10 guys in the huddle, they have to come to you. They have to look to you. He can make all the adjustments. Right now, I would say there's probably only two quarterbacks playing better right now than Russell Wilson. One's Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. The other is Patrick Mahomes. Other than that, when you talk about the fact that he represents a large portion in terms of the percentage of offense, and he's a born leader, I don't know. Those are the only two guys I can say emphatically that's playing better.
I can't say emphatically that Tom Brady's playing better than Russell Wilson. I can't say that.
Well, the rings kind of like, right. If you were to put that on the scale, it says clink. Clink. Right?
So you're going in totality. I'm going, you know, 35 touchdowns, 7 right. picks. Not a whole lot of, not a lot of great offensive line.
Let me ask you,
Russell Wilson is a
look.
Beast.
The deal is huge. Do you think it? I mean, it doesn't guarantee obviously any wins or losses or anything. But the division could get tougher, especially when you look at San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo and who knows what's happening in Arizona. But the division's tough.
That's a good division. I think San Francisco will be better. I think they'll solidify what they're doing at the quarterback position. They made it tough on some teams at the end of the year. I think they'll be better. But Arizona's the team. I don't know which way they're going.
Yeah. Sure you do. Kyler Murray. Sure you do.
Then we'll have to see how they be competitive. But you know Seattle is going to be there, and you know the Rams are going to be there. And so I like the way this division is going, and it does start with the quarterbacks.
Yeah. Now, since we hit San Francisco, let me stay there for a second because that's what you're here to talk to us about. Tevin Coleman, who's a running back they just picked up, has sickle cell disease. And you're here doing a campaign with MAAS, Life Sciences, and Dr. Minetti is on the phone with us. One of the questions I have for you, Dr. Minetti, sorry to introduce you this way, but football and sickle cell seem to be at odds, right? Because of the sickle nature of blood cells and the injuries that could happen. How do football players, and there's been a couple, Ryan Clark was one as well.
The McCourty twins.
How do they get away with playing this vicious game with this disease?
Well, thank you, by the way, for inviting me to speak about sickle cell. Everybody that knows me knows how passionate I am about sickle cell. This gives me a great opportunity to give some prevalence to this very important disease that disproportionately affects African Americans in the United States. Now, for football players, the problem really has been most of the sickle cell trait, and you are very well aware of the necessity to test football players for sickle cell disease because they can be carriers. As you know, 1 in 8, actually, African Americans is a carrier for the disease, and 1 in 365 African Americans is born with the actual disease, not just as a carrier of the disease. Now, because the sickle cell disease is an inherited disorder, which means people are born with, which causes an abnormality in the hemoglobin, which is the substance inside the red cells that carries oxygen. And the oxygen has to go everywhere in the blood. And when the oxygen delivery is diminished because of the altered shape of the red cells, you can imagine that there is decreased oxygen everywhere in the blood. So this is a big problem that causes a myriad of complications in patients with sickle cell disease, starting from infancy. In fact, they start having problems around 1 year of age. And these problems consist both in pain and alteration in the organs. So the internal organs suffer from the lack of oxygen that they experience. So a sport like football that requires high bursts of energies under very intense physical condition, usually very much high heat, dehydration will exacerbate the symptoms of sickle cell disease and even cause symptoms in patients that have only the trait.
Yeah, no, I mean, okay. It makes sense. And Solomon, I know you're doing the sideline sickle cell campaign.
That's right.
What is this involving?
Well, it's sideline sickle cell. We're working with Emmaus Life Science, and that is really to raise awareness for sickle cell disease and talk about current and future therapies. We're just really trying to be as active as we can in highlighting the disease, as you mentioned. It plagues a lot of Americans, a lot of minorities.
Right. And it's gotten sidelined because there's so many other things that people focus on.
That's right. People focus on, but this is still a threat. And imagine you played professionally, but imagine you're trying to participate as an athlete and your cells don't allow your body to carry oxygen to those organs. It can be very painful, and it can be lead to organ and tissue damage. And so we want to make sure that we highlight this disease, and so I'm working with Emmaus Life Science to do so.
That's a great job bringing some much-needed light to this. That's Solomon Wilcots, of course, 16 years with CBS. Great job for us for all those years. He's with Sky Sports now. He's an NFL analyst, played in the league, of course, played safety. And thanks again to Dr. Katerina Minetti on the medical aspect of that. As we take it back to football here, a couple of minutes, not a ton. If we kind of laughed and we said Kyler Murray to the Cardinals here.
Yeah.
But where's Josh Rosen going to go? I mean, the Giants need a quarterback. There's a couple of teams with age. You know, the Pats have been rumored. Maybe they make a play. What's the best fit for Josh Rosen, do you think?
I think really the best fit would be to go to the Patriots, where you can learn under Tom Brady. He's a pocket stationary passing quarterback. He's not a move guy, right? Nope. But he is highly cerebral. And I do believe if you're going to groom the successor for Tom Brady, then you got to have him now, right? While you still have Tom for, another 1, 2, maybe 3 years?
Yeah.
Stop with 3 years. There's no way he's playing 3 more.
You never know. He's defied logic
but Solomon,
so far.
Isn't that so against the logic of what you do with young quarterbacks? We want to, throw them into the fire so quickly.
Yes, you do, except for when you already have that guy. But the guy that you want to groom behind Tom Brady, you want him on a rookie deal. You want him on a rookie deal because you don't want to be paying that guy a ton of money. That other player, whoever that other player is behind Tom Brady, has to be on a rookie deal in order for it to work with your salary.
Solomon, we got to do this again, man.
Yeah, we definitely do. We need to get you back on.
Just to give you a plug
on
this website for those who are listening to Dr. Minetti, it's at Emmaus Life Sci. That's EMAUS Life SCI. That's the social media handle. And then the website is www.emmauslifesciences.com for the Sideline Sickle Cell Campaign. I appreciate you, Solomon.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me, Dr. Minetti. Okay?
And I meant what I said, man. Seriously, almost 2 decades with CBS. And this goes back to way before I even worked with CBS and watching all the games on, the AFC games. Mm-hmm. And I really thought you carried that logo with great pride.
I really appreciate it.
You projected
I enjoyed
great
my
stuff.
Years, and I have Sean McManus to thank for that. He's always been great
He's
to
terrific.
Me.
He's terrific.
And we appreciate him greatly.
All right, you're welcome back. You passed the test, Sam. We'll have you back.
Oh, I knew he was going to pass the test.
I had to make sure he passed my test.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.